What were your feelings when the QE2, the old QE2, the building that you trained in, was closed and demolished? What were your thoughts on that?
Right. First of all, the worst was actually seeing the nurses' accommodation go. You saw your room being, you know, completely demolished, where you'd spent, you know, 3 years. That was horrible. None of us wanted the hospital to go. When we were given the option, did you want option A or option B at QE2, and the Lister were there, option A and B, all Lister staff optioned A at Lister, and we all did option B, option A at QE2. It's very difficult when you know the national guidelines about hospitals and how you're trying from A&E's point of view to reduce mortality and morbidity. And for those, you need a major trauma centre, which now is at Addenbrooke, so really major things get flown there. You need to have expertise in stroke therapy and cardiac, and the cardiacs now were going straight to a lab. So I know that is right, but for most of us, we don't need those things. We need a proper hospital with beds. So knowing it was the right thing to do, but hating it.
The thing is that the QE2 was such a monumental building in Welwyn Garden City.
Oh, it was.
You could
yes.
see it. If you were driving back from Hatfield, you could see it. You could see yes. the chimney from various different parts in Welwyn Garden City.
Oh, right. It was, you know, the only of the original type building, not just the buildings, the numbers of staff. Because when I first started, we were probably on par with ICI, Rank Xerox, all those companies, big companies, were all part of Welwyn Garden. And then those were dying off and our numbers were increasing. So we were the main employer.